Knesset News. I'm Mary Rose. President Trump has issued an ultimatum to Hamas about the remaining hostages. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In a Sunday social media post, the president wrote that Israel has agreed to a new arrangement to secure the release of hostages in Gaza. He said the Israelis have accepted his terms, and now it is time for Hamas to accept as well or face the consequences. The president went a step further, declaring this is his last warning and there will not be another one. Hamas continues to hold 50 hostages, with only 20 believed to be alive. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Copyright concerns are mounting as an AI company learns.
The artificial intelligence company Anthropic has agreed to pay $1.5 billion to settle a class action lawsuit by book authors who claim the company took an estimated 500,000 pirated copies of their works to train its chatbot technology. If approved by a judge as soon as tomorrow, the landmark settlement could mark a turning point in legal battles between AI companies and various fields of creative professionals who accuse the companies of copyright infringement. George Williams reporting.
Tesla is asking its investors to approve a proposed compensation package for CEO Elon Musk.
In a regulatory filing, Tesla says if approved by shareholders, Musk would be handed shares worth as much as 12% of the company in a dozen separate packages if the electric car maker meets certain performance targets, including massive increases in car production, share prices, and operating profit. It could make Musk the first trillion-dollar executive. The payoff is in shares and not cash. Those goals are extreme. In one case, Musk would have to convince investors in the stock market Tesla is worth $2 trillion in total, double what they value it today. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center is studying religious decline.
And he reports that the first step in a country's turn toward being more secular is when people stop going to church. A new paper published in the journal Nature Communications using Pew data indicates that when worship service attendance drops, it eventually leads to people deciding that faith is less important in their lives. And finally, it leads to the abandonment of religion altogether. Here in the U.S., church attendance has been declining for decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Since 2015, more than 1,300 residents at a homeless shelters around the country have trained to run half marathons through Up and Running Again. It's a nonprofit that uses faith and running to promote personal transformation. Pastor Bruce McAvoy, who serves as a volunteer coach for the program, says the idea is to use running and friendship as tools for transformation. This is SRN News. Author Christopher Scalia is concerned about the decline of fiction reading in America, and he's out with a book titled 13 Novels Conservatives Will Love But Probably Haven't Heard.
When you speak to conservatives about fiction they like because it expresses conservative values or ideas, we tend to talk about the same handful of books, and most of those books are very good, but we're so focused on that small selection, I think we've lost sight of kind of the great literary tradition that's at our disposal.
Scalia, who appeared on the Salem Radio Network, says great fiction is a source of beauty and beauty is good. A global study of over 100,000 young people says owning a smartphone before age 13 is tied to poor mental health in early adulthood. The study found 18 to 24-year-olds who had their first smartphone at age 12 were likely to report suicidal thoughts and low self-worth. More details at srnnews.com.